Good morning, Aurel. Today is Monday, 30th of October, and right now it's clear on 26 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is overcast and between low of 26 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with heat index on 36, temperatures will be ranging. We can expect winds from southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For later on, they predict overcast with thunderstorms and southerly winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of a rain is on 80%. Morning humidity was on 65 and it will drop on 57% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 23%. Next Monday, 7th of October at 10 a.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the convention organized by Angiras, a non-profitable charitable trust, a network of Indian alumni from German universities, along with the organizational support of Auroville Consulting, will start for 5 days. And here's Sheffali from Auroville Consulting talking about this event. Sheffali, hi.
Hi.
You work with Auroville Consulting.
Yeah, presently I'm working with them and...
You are organizing the 5 days convention. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Okay.
Where it's gonna be, who is behind it, what is the aim and purpose of that convention?
Okay. So there's a group called Angiras. It's a it's a charitable trust, which is basically the alumni of Indian students from German universities. So they have formed this charitable trust together. So they're having a convention for 5 days, and they've chosen this time as the place in Auroville. And
I think the convention, it's got its own topic, yeah?
Yeah. The topic is sustainable and renewable energy.
Maybe in remote areas. Correct?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what that means. What means the villages or?
Yeah, it's about how to do it in small areas, mm-hmm. and even in villages, smaller townships. Yeah.
So the Auroville fits perfectly in the category.
Yeah. So basically what's going to happen is on the first day, that is the 7th, it's mm-hmm. the beginning of the convention, we're having different speakers from different backgrounds of renewable energy and sustainable living, and they will be presenting on their expertise, and we've invited everybody who's interested to come for these talks to attend the entire day, and it's from 10 to 12 to 4 on the 7th.
So this session is open for our villains, for everybody,
yeah?
It's public. What about the rest of the days?
Yeah. And the rest of the days are basically workshops for the participants of the convention.
Participants are only those alumni from...
Yeah, only the alumni. Mm. And then from the 9th to the 12th in Pondicherry, mm-hmm. we're having this exhibition at the Gandhi Memorial Statue from 2 o'clock in the evening, 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 9 o'clock in the night.
That's on the beach?
Yeah.
So it's on open?
Yeah. And it's an exhibition of different products. Mm-hmm. So people who are already practicing alternative lifestyles or have products which promote renewable energy sources will be presenting their
also some Auroville products will be
a lot of Auroville products will be there, and we've invited a few people from other parts of India also to come, and it's open to everybody and it's free for anyone to visit.
Well, amongst the speakers and also those who are organizing, I've seen also Mona's name.
Yeah, Mona is actually the president of Angiras.
Mm-hmm.
So, Auroville Consulting is actually just organizing the venues and things like that. Angiras is the actual main
organizer.
Yeah, for this.
And those would be the experts, would be architects and electrical engineers.
They're actually from all varied backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them personally, so I can't say much about them, but I'm really looking forward to attending their talks. We've published the speakers' names and all of their...
It's quite a long list.
Yeah.
There's also some people from Germany itself.
Mm-hmm.
All these people will stay in Oroville?
Yeah.
At the time being?
Yeah, they'll be here for the 5 days, the entire 5 days.
Yeah. And they will be also going around, maybe check the what we are doing?
It's possible, but according to the schedule that we've made, they kind of have their days already organized for them based on the workshops that they would like to attend.
And out of that, there would be a result probably, because the workshop is always aimed to bring some new conclusions.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the workshops are actually hands-on building.
Mm-hmm.
So
there would be practical workshops.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the sites and in our unit.
Yeah. So one is on ferro cement.
Mm-hmm.
I am actually not sure what the other two are. Yeah, but I know that there's three different workshops happening simultaneously, which are hands-on.
Practical ones.
Yeah.
And beside those, Tuan is also one of the speakers I see on the list, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anybody else is going to be involved? I mean...
From Oroville?
Yeah.
No, not as a speaker, no. But
not as a speaker, I mean with the workshops.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Because all the individual workshops are happening along with...
The sites.
Yeah, with Orovillians. So, for example, the ferro cement workshop will be happening along with Tensi.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the other two are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the day.
Okay.
See you on Monday.
Yeah.
Actually, we have to say not today, but on 7th of October.
Yeah.
At 10 o'clock in Unity Pavilion.
Yeah.
Thank you, Shivali.
You're welcome.
Tonight at 5 p.m. at Kripa in Cultural Zone, we can listen to a musical program of Russian singing bells with Vera. On Saturday and Sunday, 5th and 6th of October, in Kripa, between 7:30 to 9 and between 5:30 to 7, we can listen to 130 singers from 24 countries on the singing festival. The following Sunday, 13th of October, at 3 to 6 p.m., a new creation AKM school at Integra's art studio, Tia Pleman, art therapist, invites newcomers only to a create and transform art therapy group. Because newcomer process is a period in one's life when they've come from all corners of the world to take a part in the human experiment called Oroville. Along with the newcomer process come a variety and intensity of challenges. Through the creative medium of art, making and journaling, along with a period to share our thoughts, feelings and experiences, participants will reflect, explore and creatively express themselves both on an individual and collective basis. So this is an open invitation to newcomers only and is not mandatory nor a requirement of the entry group. Registration in advance is required for planning purposes. And although it's free of cost, the donations toward material would be graciously appreciated. For registration, newcomers can contact Tia at 978746-8553. On Sunday, October 6th at 4 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan in International Zone, we are invited to practicing Sri Aurobindo's yoga, which would be the first of a series of discussions. All Orovillians and newcomers are welcome to share their insights. The following announcement is from Oroville Foundation office and it says that they are happy to announce that the Oroville ID cards have finally arrived. They are apologizing for the long delay. We can pick them up from Aurora at the Oroville Foundation office from Thursday, 3rd of October onward. And the timings would be between 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. from Monday through Friday, and between 2 to 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Triathlon 2013 is planned for Sunday, October 13. There will be two distances, sprint and Olympic. Sprint triathlon would be 750 meters swim, 20 kilometers cycle, 5 kilometers run. Olympic triathlon will consist of 1,500 meters swim, 40 kilometers cycle and 10 kilometers run. The Olympic distance will begin at 5:30 a.m. at La Piscine. The sprint event will begin as soon as the Olympic distance participants are out of the pool, but hopefully not later than 6:30 a.m. This event is open to all villains and newcomers only, but to participate, you must know the running and cycle routes beforehand. You must be self-supporting throughout the event. You must have or arrange to have your own equipment, swimsuit, cycle, etc. They recommend that you or your escort carry a patch kit, spare tube, and pump. They highly recommend that all participants arrange their own escorts for the run and the cycle route, especially women. You or your escort must carry a cell phone on the run and cycle ride in case you need help. It does not include repairing punctures, running out of water, getting refreshment, etc. You or your escort must be able to change a tire or be prepared to walk your cycle. And you must inform Lyle by October 3rd at the latest. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama romance, Rubber, which was made in India 2013 by director Vikramaditya Motwalla. And tomorrow they will screen an Italian drama, Io Sono L'Amore, I'm Love, which was made in Italy in 2009 by director Luca Guadagnino. And on Wednesday we can see a cultural film, Divine Dancers, which is ballet gala performed in Prague in Czechoslovakia in 2006 by director Hans Harscher. And the mother wrote in Bulletin in November 72, if the growth of consciousness were considered the principal goal of life, many difficulties would find their solution. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.